We just heard a pretty convincing story about slurs and racist language. We also had a few examples of some curse words. There are lots of reasons why we curse.
It's a way to let go of your anger, because it's easier to curse. I mean, if you think about it, instead of saying, I'm mad at you, you want to say, you French toast or something like
exactly.
that.
That's what I've been doing.
So, like,
get your point out. If you tell people to shut up, they might not listen, but if you tell them to shut the F up, they probably just shut up.
No, I totally disagree. I'm turning 17 in a month, and out of these 17 years that I've been living, I don't curse at all. Like, I believe...
So you've never cursed once.
I've never cursed a day in my life. I probably curse a person out of my mind, like, oh, I can't stand this effort, but I don't curse out loud. I believe it's a sign of ignorance. If you don't have another way of telling somebody that you hate them, if you can't do it in a way that doesn't involve cursing, then don't do it.
Noella thinks that people should watch what they say depending on where they are.
You can curse in your home when nobody hear you. It's where you're at. Let's say I'm at work and I say, oh, F this, you mother effing. Nah, nah, nah. Like, that's bad. I'm not supposed
that's
to curse like that.
Or in school,
it depends on where you're at and who you're talking with. If it makes you uncomfortable, I won't curse.
But even Noella has slipped up.
If you make me mad, I'll probably curse. It doesn't mean that I'm a bad person if I have a bad mouth.
And she's not alone. Most people have a dirty mouth.
Everybody isn't perfect. Sometimes it happens.
Like, everybody's human, so just because you happen to say a curse once at work or a couple of times because your computer crashed and you're mad, I mean, that doesn't mean that you should get fired because you use them profanity. Because, I mean, seriously, people are hypocrites. They want to judge you for doing something because it's out in the open and everybody knows it, but then when they're home, they're doing the exact same thing or they're doing something worse. People always want to judge somebody, but then when it comes down to themselves and admitting that they do the same thing, they want to stay quiet.
Admitting that you're wrong is harder than it sounds.
When I'm wrong, I don't admit I'm wrong most of the time, because sometimes it's your sign of weakness. Like, if I believe something, I'm going to stick to it, no matter if I realize later on that it's wrong. Like, I'm just going to stick to it because that's that type of person I am.
Yeah, talk, girl.
A lot of times people call me stubborn, and I believe that I'm stubborn.
Sometimes it's good to let them know, yeah, you were right, I'm sorry. But other times people blow it way out of proportion. They're like, ha, you see, I was right. Yeah, you see, you was wrong. It kind of sucks to admit that you're wrong because the person thinks that they have the upper hand and what's right and wrong. And everybody does something wrong.
You have to lose so you can learn from your mistakes. If you don't lose, you'll never know what you did wrong. So it won't happen again.
But then again, it's a personal journey. I mean, if you know you were wrong, nobody else has to know that you were wrong. Because I don't think it's any of your business, because it's me. It's how I grow. It's how I learn from my mistakes or other people's mistakes.
Blue has a good point, and so did Wilbert. Maturing is all about learning from mistakes and gaining self-confidence. Especially in high school, you need plenty of self-esteem to handle the comments that people make. As Marquita explains, kids often tease others because of how they look.
If your hair is short, they like... They'll make, yeah, they'll call you ball-headed. Like, all right, hair don't make a person. They need to get that through their head. Like, if you ain't got no hair, you ain't got no hair. Like, for real,
be happy
like,
with what you got.
Thank you. Like, people don't, they don't understand that. Like, you going to school to learn, not to look fresh for other people.
I think that sometimes there's an easy explanation why people are mean. If they always say ill to you or something because of what you have, they just mostly likely jealous and... You don't need to feel down for that, but you just know that the next time if they do something like that, you know they're just jealous because you probably have something that they want.
Face it, people like gossip. People like to hear about, oh, yeah, this person doesn't have this or this person doesn't have that. Oh, yeah, but did you hear what she was doing? Or do you see her boyfriend, he might ugly? Like, that attracts people. Like, people want to hear about other people's business because it's entertaining to know that you're not the only person that has a messed up life. People do it because they have low self-esteem, because they have a miserable life, and they want to make everybody else miserable. So the saying is true, misery does like company.
Marquita has another reason.
They make fun of people because they don't like themselves or something like that. That's not right to make fun of somebody. You turn around, you don't want somebody making fun of you, so don't make fun of that other person.
But that's where your friends come in.
That's where your friends come in. They let you know that who cares what they says.
If no one else sticks up for you, Marquita thinks that sometimes you need to take matters into your own hands.
People, they'll say something to me, and I'll just go up in their face and be like, what you say? Repeat what you said. Because I know when they repeat it, I know that, like, I'm a snap. Like, I'm going to go up to them and I'm going to hit them. So what I do is I avoid them. Like, when they say something, I, like, walk out the classroom. I go take a walk to try to cool down.
It's probably human nature to pick on others. That's something we cannot change. But as Blue points out, we do have control over our own actions.
if you have somebody picking on you or whatever, if you love yourself and you have confidence and you know who you are, then it shouldn't bother you. Don't act like I told you.